At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Hour number two of Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope everyone's having a great Sunday. We are live in the morning, by the way, if you're listening to the replay this evening. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show as well. And if you missed any of the show, as you know, you can find it on demand at WBEN.com, the Odyssey app. Or yes, you can come on back here tonight, 6 p.m. There's no Bills game. Bills don't play until 7:15 tomorrow, so if you missed the first hour, you want to listen to it, or you're like, you know, that Joe Beamer is so good, I want to listen to it again, go on back tonight, 6 o'clock here on WBEN. Last week, we talked to the supervisor of Cheektowaga, Brian Nowak, and he gave his thoughts on why taxes need to be raised and the outlook for the town of Cheektowaga. Today, we have Cheektowaga Councilmember Michael Jasinski joining us to give a rebuttal to what we heard last week from the supervisor. Michael, welcome back to Hardline.
Good morning, Joe.
Michael, where do you want to start? Where's the? Let's start with the proposed tax hike in Cheektowaga by the supervisor. Your thoughts on his reasoning for it?
Well, you can't seek prosperity through taxation. All raising taxes do is cause people to want to sell their homes. It's actually going to decrease the tax base. The poor spending and the inability to be able to put forth a budget that works for the people of Cheektowaga, to me, says that we have a problem here with the ability to go to these department heads and say, listen, you know, these are hard times. We just came out of COVID. We need you to get creative and find some cuts. I know you and I, as everyday citizens, you know, we're my paycheck didn't increase, so I have to get creative and see how I can make the same amount of money go further. There is a lot of waste. It's going to be identified in the budget, and you know, I used to be on more committees than I'm on now. So the one committee I'm on is Parks. We found just in one contract the ability to cut that contract by $40,000, but not only cut that contract by $40,000, also receive a better service through a different company. So you and I and most people, when they buy something, whether it's a car or a house, they don't typically settle on the first thing they see. You know, they're going to get estimates. You replace your heating system in your house, you're going to get at least 3, 4, maybe even 5 different estimates. So if you don't do that, how do you know where you can make cuts? So there's a lot of things. Yes, we have fixed costs. There's no question we have fixed costs. But we need to find cuts through the non-fixed costs. A big problem we have is the ability to enforce the laws in this town and in this state. I think we lost over $2 million in revenue and just fines from the courts because we can't even enforce the laws. I mean, that's a big nut there, over I think it's close to $2.5 million. That's a lot of money. We need to be able to enforce the laws. These department heads in this town, grant you, we have a lot of good guys and girls working in this town that really give it their all each and every day. It's the department heads that need to sharpen up their pencils and look for ways to cut costs. A big way to cut costs is we need to stop outsourcing our town's work. That's a big problem. What it does is it puts the taxpayers in a corner and saying, hey, you know, we need to fix these roads. They're in bad shape and we need to raise taxes. That's not true. We already have fixed costs with these employees. They're already going to get their salary. So why would I hire somebody to do any work when we already have the current staff that is more than capable of doing this work? So outsourcing the work is a big problem. What it does is it passes a financial burden onto the town's people. And I know we have a lot of good, talented people in our town that can do this type of work, that can run these machines, that are very talented people that know what they're doing. Another thing is that we need to reinvest in our town's people who work here for the town. Give them the ability to maybe, you know, come up in their job and you know, give them a better skill set. You know, let's give them the opportunity to be able to perform these jobs. I mean, some of these people that work in the town are making $19 an hour. To me, you can work at McDonald's or Mighty Taco, you know, work your shift, get a free meal for probably more money. So I really don't think these people chose to work for the town because they hate their jobs. I think they like what they do, but we need to reinvest in them because, you know, we have a really great bunch of people that can, you know, do this work. If we don't have equipment, well, let's go get it. Let's start looking at it. Let's not say, oh, we can't get it. I mean, there's the equipment that can be bought, but it's also about being fiscally accountable. You know, we're not going to, you know, buy the most expensive piece of equipment. Most people buy middle of the road. They don't usually buy the most expensive thing, and they usually don't buy the cheapest thing. They typically buy middle of the road. I know during one town board meeting, we were talking about pavers and stuff like that for the town. If you just Google on your phone and look up pavers, you know, there's pavers in California and other states that are giving them away, and they're in perfect condition because they don't see the harsh, you know, weather we have up here. So I just think that we need to pump the brakes on this budget because, as I've stated, it's going to push people further into poverty. It's going to cause more foreclosures. It's going to put more hardships on the town's people. You can't do that. I mean, you know, we have people that live in this town that paid off their houses 10 and 20 years ago that can't even afford the taxes anymore. I mean, what is more American than home ownership? That is the American dream. And these people that have paid their taxes and been good citizens and took care of their property, you know, in their golden years, are being told, hey, you know what, either you pay your house taxes or we're going to foreclose on you. And I think that's not fair. I don't think that's the right way route to go. So we need to rethink this thing. We need to be fiscally accountable. We need to sharpen our pencils. And believe me, there's cost cuts that can be made. Yes, I get it. We have fixed costs with retirement and health insurance and all that stuff. We're not going to get away from that. But there's a big chunk of that we can cut. You know, there's a lot of white collar jobs that I think in this town that we can definitely cut. I think that we need to start exploring these options. For far too long, you know, it's always been spend, 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 and let's just continue to pass this burden onto the taxpayer. Myself as a taxpayer, that's the number one reason why I ran for my position, because the taxes. I could have the same house worth the same value in another town and pay at least two-thirds less in some other towns. And I think it's not fair to the people who do care about this town, because, you know, this is the town where my family was born and raised. You know, it's a great town. It's a great place to live, but, you know, it's not trending in the right direction. And, you know, the crime is going up. The taxes are getting harder to pay for. I mean, we need to start thinking about what's in the best interest of the town's residents, not in what's the best interest of the supervisor's tax and spend. We need to be able to enforce our laws in this town. So, you know, when it comes to the governor's race, we need to decide, you know, who is best fit for enforcing the laws, because, you know, there's been some pretty heinous crimes that have been going on in this town for far too long. And people are going to say, is it really worth for me to pay all this tax to live in a town that the crime's going up? You know, we got an amazing police force. They do a great job. There's some outstanding people. But, you know, I look at myself and I say, would I want to constantly arrest the same person two and three and four times in the same week just to get out in an hour or two, or give people fines that they're not going to be able to enforce the fines? So we need to rethink this thing going into, you know, this next race, what's important for the town's people.
Hey, Michael, let's. I want to go to something the supervisor pointed out, the necessity to upgrade equipment. And it sounds like you're not pushing back on that. You're saying that the town is going after the most expensive and not actually doing their due diligence?
Well, if you look historically, even before I came on to this town board, there was resolutions to upgrade the equipment. The problem is that there was a few council members that were against this for God knows what reason, but they voted it down. So if you look historically at the resolutions, historically, prior to me being on this town board, as I said, there was town board members that just didn't like the current highway superintendent for God knows what reason. So the ability was there, but also you can't just say, hey, I'm going to go out and buy a $1 million piece of equipment and just pass it on. So you have to plan for these things, you know, and you can't put the burden all at once on the taxpayers. So it's about planning, proper planning. You know, you want to save up for something, you need to put a down payment on your house, you save for it. You know, typically that's how it goes. So there's not even a plan on paper to plan and save for these pieces of machinery. No concession plan. There's zero concession plan. And for the supervisor to even claim that these parts are getting harder and harder is an absurd lie, because these townships aren't buying vehicles like they did in the past. So what that does is the third market parties who sell these parts, that's where the business is being made. You know, what they're doing is they're, you know, making this third party businesses that make these parts. This is where it's at. This is, you know, because we got millions and millions of dollars worth of fleet. You know, me as a manufacturer of one of these trucks, I'm going to sell you as many parts as I can. We have some of the most major truck manufacturers on Walden Ave in Cheektowaga. So they're a stone's throw away. And if we can't get it, I would tell you that the parts available, it might not be local, but it's available throughout the country. So to say that these parts aren't available is absolutely an absurd lie. So, well, let's fix the current fleet we have. And just so everybody understands, this current fleet that we have just took care of the mother of all storms, the worst blizzard we had in this town's history. And I thought it did a pretty darn good job. And I thought we got through this thing pretty darn good. So if there is a concession plan to replace these trucks, some that are really in bad shape, I'm all about it. But there has to be the right way of doing it. We have to properly plan for it and talk about how we're going to raise the funds in order to do this.
Michael, the mall also always comes up when you talk Cheektowaga. Do you think that the town is handling the lost profits from the mall correctly? And what do you have to say about violence inside the mall. It seems like that comes up more and more with, again, when you're talking to people about the mall, it seems like violence is mentioned more than in the past.
Well, it goes back to being able to enforce the law. So if you see a group of shady characters, you know, if you go up to and ask them for ID, they act like that they're being harassed. Well, how do we enforce the law? You know, when you get pulled over for speeding or traffic infraction, the first thing they're going to ask for is your license and registration. So I think that the age limit at the mall needs to be enforced. I think the mall is at fault for this because it's up to them to be able to protect, you know, people from going to the mall because, you know, I've heard from many people that they just don't feel safe at the mall. A lot of stores have been closed. I think as myself, my favorite store was Sears. I love to buy tools. I couldn't see myself going to that mall and buying something because, you know, it doesn't offer what I need. So I know the rents are pretty high. So I think the discussion needs to be had. How are we going to reinvent this mall with e-commerce and the Amazons and Walmarts of the world where, you know, everything's at the touch of a finger on your cell phone. You can order it and get it the next day. You know, and you can shop on, it's easier for me to shop from the comfort of my couch than to physically go there and look at products. But the problem I see is that most people want to see the tangible item. So even though e-commerce must, you know, is a very convenient thing, I could just imagine the return rate as opposed to going to the mall. So now you have something you may want to return, like after Christmas. I mean, that's usually a very busy time. People want to return stuff or exchange it and stuff like that. So the town needs to be able to attract the right kinds of businesses to fill these spaces. And plus, you need to put something in the storefronts that people actually want or need. And the you know you got your anchor stores that'll always be there throughout the life of the mall, but I think a lot of these other shops and stuff can't afford the rent. Okay, so we need to make it a little more affordable for small business. I would love to see some type of proposal for the town to bring more small business to not only the mall but a lot of these empty storefronts, because you'll drive down Union Road and you probably can pick out 10 or so buildings that are empty. And you know, part of the reason is that, you know, there's, you know, people can't afford the rents for these spaces. So what happens is these buildings deteriorate and then they need work. And it's a crumbling effect. It's a downward spiral. So I think that, you know, we need to get together and talk about these things and see how we can encourage more business in this town, because you know, Cheektowaga is still a very desired place. People come from Canada and Pennsylvania and Ohio just to, you know, take day trips to the mall. But as these stores are disappearing, it's less appealing for people to come. So, you know, and crime is a big factor. You know, Cheektowaga is up there now, and it's at no fault of our police because I think they're doing everything they can. It's just about enforcing the law. People want to feel safe. People want to be able to go out and just be safe and be able to, you know, shop and eat dinner and stuff like that without having to look over their shoulder and wondering if they're going to get mugged or harassed or catch a stray bullet. So, and that all starts at the state level about enforcing laws. I mean, if there's consequences, people aren't going to, you know, tend to be repeat criminals. They're going to tend to, in my opinion, tend to rethink what they're doing. But hey, if there's no consequences, what's stopping these people from, you know, doing this stuff, you know? And I just think there's a trend of these fights. It's like the New Year's Day fights that go on, and you know, there's hundreds of people involved in these fights, and you wonder, where are these children's parents? Or, you know, people cry and complain and say, hey, you know, I want to, you know, be able to go shop and not have to worry about this. But it takes a town to raise a child. And I think that, you know, everybody has their part in this thing. And it starts at home. And I think a lot of it starts in school, too, because a child spends a lot of time in school. And I don't really think that a lot of these children are getting the education that they should. I mean, you know, we need to rethink the way we teach our children because, you know, with the internet and everything that's going on, I mean, we're not giving our children a chance. In fact, statistically, I guess this is the first generation didn't do better than their parents. So where have we failed as a society? And I think a lot of it is in our education system. I mean, we're not teaching people to be plumbers or electricians or, you know, anything you could do with the flip of a finger. That's what these children want to do because they're not going to want to get dirty. And it's hard enough to hire people. It's not like there's a pool of people looking for these jobs. You know, I mean, it's just we need to rethink the way we're going with society as a whole. And unless we turn this around, it's going to continue and more people are going to continue to move out of this town. And it's really sad because I love this town. I wasn't able to be born in this town, but I know what a gem of a town it is. I grew up in a very poor part of the city where there was a lot of high crime and stuff like that. And I didn't like it. I moved to Cheektowaga because of the amenities and that it's a safe place and it's a great place to raise a family. It is a true all-American blue-collar town. Unfortunately, that's being threatened. And
Michael, we're just against the break, man. I appreciate you joining us. And when we get some movement on the budget and on a compromise between the supervisor and the council, I hope you'll come back on, all right?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, Joe.
Thank you. That is council member Michael Jasinski. He was going to say go Bills, and I agree. When we come back, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney joins the show to talk about the government shutdown and the peace deal overseas with the remaining hostages to be released in the next 24 hours. It's Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is the season everyone refreshes everything except their blinds. People put it off because they think it's complicated. But at Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years proving it's not. Right now, you can save big during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 50% off site-wide. Huge savings on special buys, plus a free professional measure now during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Rules and restrictions apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.